On Capitol Hill today, lawmakers continued to hammer away at the nation's Mine Safety Agency. 21 coal miners have been killed in accidents so far this year. Legislators wanted to know why the Mine Safety and Health Administration, or MSHA, has allowed coal operators to run up huge fines for safety violations without punishment. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Coal companies owed the government more than $11 million in unpaid fines at the end of last year. And since 2003, MSHA has not forwarded any delinquent cases for collection to the Treasury Department, as it's supposed to. At today's hearing, Senator Hillary Clinton, the New York Democrat, wanted to know whether the reason for the two-year delay was a computer glitch, as reported in today's New York Times. This is what David Dye, MSHA's acting director, had to say.
It's been a nightmare, quite frankly. We changed over into a new computer system. We were not able to do that for a while as we developed our new database. But since, I think, May of 2005, the new computer system that they've been using at Treasury has not been able to receive those either.
Well, can you walk them across the street?
I wish we could. Believe me, I wish we could.
Well, I don't see any reason why you can't. I mean...
In the wake of the recent mining tragedies, lawmakers are pushing to increase fines and strengthen safety laws. But Clinton said MSHA already has power it isn't using.
Part of the challenge here is to enforce the laws we have. What kind of message does it send? Everybody needs to be pushed to do what is expected. I mean, that's human nature.
Senators at the hearing also wanted to know why the U.S. does not mandate safety equipment, which has recently saved lives in other countries, including air chambers and locating devices. For instance, earlier this week, rescuers in Poland used a homing device to locate a man who'd been trapped in a coal mine for 5 days. But Michael Neeson of the American Society of Safety Engineers said that what may work in one mine may not in another. He urged the government not to take a one-size-fits-all approach.
There's just a world of difference between different kinds of mines. Our underground limestone mines bear almost no resemblance to an underground coal mine. And as such, the different mining industries have very different risk factors that all have to be considered individually if you want to provide all miners with the highest possible level of protection.
One panelist at the hearing, Cecil Roberts, president of the United Mine Workers, tried to bring home the human toll of the accidents this year. He read from a note written by one of the 12 miners who died in January after an underground explosion in Sago, West Virginia. The miner addressed his family as he waited in the dark for rescue, 8 hours after the blast.
I'm still okay. It's 2:40 p.m. We don't hear any attempts at drilling or rescue. The section is full of smoke and fumes, so we can't escape. We are all alive. Be strong, and I hope no one else has to show you this note. I love you all, Junior Hamner.
MSHA has come under intense criticism in the past couple of months, but it insists it's done a good job, noting that overall, coal mine deaths have dropped dramatically since the 1970s. David Dye, the MSHA chief, said the agency will hold a workshop next month to examine mine safety equipment from around the world. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.